The new soybean processing plant near Mitchell, called High Plains Processing, is taking soybeans, although the official grand opening is expected in October. Once running at capacity, the $500 million plant is projected to crush roughly 100,000 bushels of soybeans each day, totaling 30 million bushels annually. While the soybean checkoff was not part of construction costs, a South Dakota soybean grant was awarded for an engineering study. Mitchell area farmer Bruce Haynes, a director with the South Dakota Soybean Council, explains the rail line supporting the plant runs through the community of Mitchell, raising safety and traffic concerns.
So we can have a train coming in, we can have a train moving on the tracks, and we can have a train exiting. And once that train is hooked up and fired up, to get through town as quickly as possible. And I think our goal is around 7 minutes, give or take.
In addition to soybeans, High Plains Processing has the versatility to crush canola, sunflowers, and camelina, depending on the demands of the market. Haynes believes this new market for soybeans and potentially other oilseeds should tighten soybean basis in the areas surrounding Mitchell.
They're on the heels of a very big harvest that's going to come in very quickly. The next 30 days, you know, we're going to be on the heels of starting soybean harvest. And we hope that there's not a glitch. You know, we hope that everything is tested and it works well, and so they can hit the ground running. And I think we'll discover exactly where that basis settles in, but I don't know if we know today what that will be.
Farmers interested in contracting soybeans to the Mitchell plant are encouraged to reach out to the High Plains marketing team. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.